You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A Texas farmer calls 911 after finding an injured woman in one of his fields. Cops take the badly beaten woman to the hospital. She was found wrapped in a plastic tarp with her throat slit. Hours later, they arrest her boyfriend, Roger Gonzalez, who was wearing an ankle monitor when he attacked her, then dumped her body in a nearby cow pasture.
Nancy, the woman was found not far from the road in rural Poteet, Texas, roughly 40 miles from San Antonio. Gonzalez has a criminal record spanning two states, his most recent arrests involving drug and weapons charges. The victim, who has not been named, was transported to a hospital and is said to be in critical but stable condition. Police received tips that led them to arrest Gonzalez 2 days after the attack.
Gonzalez, 31, now charged with aggravated assault. Ray Allen is linked to a sausage attack on his wife. The two get into an argument cooking dinner. Allen throws a sausage at her, hitting her in the eye. EMS washes out her eyes and he gets arrested. Police say alcohol may have been a factor in the argument. Allen, now charged with domestic battery and barred from any contact with his wife. I guess next time they'll take him away in the paddy wagon. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to police detectives, the suspect in the September shooting deaths of a suburban Chicago family was in a relationship with one of the four people killed, and his girlfriend allegedly assisted in the planning of the crimes. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Alberto Rolon, Zoraida Bartolome, and their two children, ages 7 and 9, were found shot to death in their house in Romeoville, some 30 miles southwest of Chicago, on September 17th. Days later, 31-year-old suspect Nathaniel Huey Jr. was killed in a traffic accident in Oklahoma, along with his girlfriend, Ermelinda Palomo. The Romeoville Police Department announced on X, formerly known as Twitter, that officers discovered Huey and Bartolome had a relationship together and that Rolon and Palomo were both aware of it. The investigation is nearly complete, according to police, and, quote, evidence indicates Palomo had prior knowledge of Huey Jr.'s intent to commit the murders, was involved in the planning, and drove the vehicle to the crime scene. According to detectives, digital evidence suggests that the vehicle traveled from Huey and Palomo's house in Streamwood, Illinois, to the victim's home in Romeoville, about 35 miles away, and then back to Streamwood at the time the murders took place. Palomo drove the car with Huey as a passenger, and evidence reveals he exited and re-entered the vehicle during the trip, this according to authorities. Our friends with the Chicago Tribune are reporting that a September 17th Romeoville police bulletin obtained through an open records request named Huey as a suspect in the quadruple homicide, advised that he had stopped going to work and was aware that police were pursuing him, and described him as acting irrational and erratic.
We're now also learning from the Tribune that a Streamwood police complaint dated September 19th, almost a month before Romeoville police discovered the family shot to death at home, Palomo requested Huey to leave, causing him to threaten to, quote, take everyone down. A 19-year-old Nevada man has received a sentence of up to 40 years behind bars for killing an innocent bystander and injuring another in a barrage of gunfire at a Reno gas station during a firefight with a rival gang. The Washoe County District Attorney's Office said in a statement that Kamari Berriman of Reno, who pleaded guilty to second-degree murder with the use of a deadly weapon, will be eligible for parole after 15 years. Prosecutors had sought life in prison for Berriman, calling the March 22 attack a deadly ambush as payback for a shooting at a house party that night. Now to Indianapolis, where two police officers have been found not guilty of using excessive force with batons to assault two women being arrested at a demonstration in May 2022, a protest against racial inequality and police brutality. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In the case, officers Jonathan Horlock and Nathaniel Schoecker were originally charged with violence and official misconduct. They were among the officers tasked with arresting members of a crowd violating an 8 p.m. curfew by gathering at a downtown Indianapolis intersection. The jury ruled after more than 10 hours of deliberation that the officers were not guilty on four counts of the charges they faced. According to local news agencies, the jury was unable to reach a decision on one accusation of violence and one charge of official misconduct. The prosecution contended that the police response to the actions of Ivore Westfield and Rachel Harding was not justified. The women reportedly suffered numerous bruises and sore areas as a result of the arrests. John Kautzman, the officer's lawyer, countered that the policemen followed their training. According to the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, the officer's use of force was compliant with protocol.
The two victims in the case reportedly suffered numerous bruises and sore areas as a result of the 2020 arrests.
Thanks, John. Kajara Frace, staying with her parents, preparing to give birth to a baby boy. Kajara and her mom spend a few hours having a spa day and shopping for the baby before meeting up with her father to visit grandma in Beaumont, California. On the way, the family stops at a Jack in the Box. Kajara gets out for some air while her parents go through the drive-thru. When they pull forward to meet her, she's gone. Her mom thought Kajara may have been experiencing pain when she got out of the car, maybe even having a medical emergency. Surveillance video shows Kajara walking away from the restaurant and disappearing behind a strip center. Kajara Frace now missing over 8 months. If you have info on Kajara Frace, please call Beaumont PD 951-769-8500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.